We're sponsored by Overcast, an independent podcast app that embraces the world of open podcasting instead of locking it down. No exclusives, no premium content, no paywalls, just a great podcast app for everyone. Get it for free in the App Store. Dungeons, dice, and everything nice. Liz.
We did some shit. We all talked in an apartment complex like friends. And then I fixed up Dylan and Mavis with my amazing medicine skills. And then I talked to Mavis and we are open and we are honest and we are eye contact now. And then we slept in the same freaking bed, y'all.
Sid.
Dylan and Mavis also had a little powwow about death and whether Kai should have come back to life or not. And
when?
Dylan schools Mavis and says, you can't bring justice or arrest a dead corpse.
I did say that.
Nice. Mackenzie.
Eventually, throughout the night, Kai does not sleep. Curiously enough, and makes a plethora of breakfast items for all of us in an hour's when we will wake up. Dylan also gives back Griana her world's best boss pin because Dylan believes that Griana is the world's best boss.
Carly.
And Griana receives the world's best boss pin from under her door after she has a panic attack that night in the bathroom, as per usual after any sort of traumatic event happens. And realizes, oh, I think I have a new best friend, which was a relief. But we wake up to Kai making breakfast for everybody, which she stayed up all night doing, some classic rat scrambles, some without rat for those who are vegetarian. And then we headed off to the offices where
Mackenzie.
But during the night, a very important thing happened where Dylan was taken from her bedroom by Alicia, and not in a sexy way. She was brought to a beach where she met a very gorgeous lady named Amanda, who she did not realize was important to one of her party members. There, Dylan told Alicia all that happened, and Alicia sort of made it clear to that her opinion is that Dylan is not made for this type of job, but she has started it and must finish it.
Right.
And during the next morning, we all woke up, ate breakfast.
And we ate breakfast, and then we walked to the office, and then Dylan was like, hey, Zill, Amanda said hi, and I went, what the fuck? But it's fine. You have
Sid.
Baggage.
Yes, then we run into, pick the quest that we're supposed to pick, which just so happens to be the highest amount of points you can earn on a quest, and we make a little deal with Septus. Turns out everyone's after that quest, but we have a truce with Septus that we will both get there first and help each other get to the quest first, but then once we are there, it's every team for himself. And we get to, we see Milosh at Fort Zillery, and he lets
Zillery.
Us in. Zillery.
Thank you.
He lets us in, and we have the option to let Septus in or not.
They came in with us.
We choose to.
All right. Anything missed? Yes.
The quest that we chose was called Crown Quest 2000, Woman of the Woods, Wanted. Brave adventurers willing to face certain danger and potentially death to undo the grave curse set upon the royal family. For those capable and interested, please report to the captain of the royal guard, which is what we did. But anyways, that is the quest that we are trying to do. Right?
Yes. So, a bit of a retcon on my part. This is the council member of the royal guard. I fucked up on typing. This is the council member of the royal guard.
Well, of course.
Oh. We're talking Milos?
Yes, we're talking Milos Zalamir.
Salamander.
Milos Salamander. And with this, we shall begin. But we are not starting in Fort Zaleri. We are actually back in the greenhouse, the place where you guys spent your night. We are in the entryway with Lucas's famous desk, with the tall, tall doors, the tall oak doors, and the two wide staircases that border it on each side. And behind Lucas's desk, but in front of the doors, a very familiar blue tiefling stands with an even more familiar blonde-haired teen. This teen is in her classic heeled combat boots, but everything else is a little bit different. The gear she's wearing now is more tactical in nature, more equipped for a particular task. And as they approach the door, you can hear both Alicia's and Mavis's heeled footsteps on the marble as they approach the door. Lucas is at his desk still. He seems buried in paperwork. And we actually, for the first time, begin to see a few people coming and going. We watch one person emerge out of the giant oak doors and wave at Alicia and head upstairs. And we begin to see that more than just you seem to inhabit this greenhouse, but for the most part, people aren't using the main entryway. And for the first time, we actually begin to see just how many plants there are, because when Alicia walks by them, it almost seems as if the plants reach out to her. And this beautiful chandelier, just in the last day, because of her presence, has actually become enraptured in vines. And this morning, right after you left, all of the blooms on this vine bloomed. And so this beautiful chandelier is covered in these flowers, and Alicia looks up at them and smiles a little bit, thankful that they're there, and turns to Mavis and says, you know, that's actually the last time they'll bloom before the winter. And Mavis is so focused on her goal that she doesn't even know how to handle this, like, fun small talk. She just goes, cool. Cool, yeah. And realizing that there's not a thrilling conversation about flowers about to take place, Alicia looks back down at Mavis and says, yes. Well, here's your folder detailing their last known whereabouts. Here's the ring of keys, same as they had. Your contingency on whether or not you are a fit for the Shroud Assembly is not to retrieve this person, but to gain as much knowledge as you can about what happened to them. I am not asking you to step into the line of fire. I'm just asking for you to look, listen, and learn. And Mavis takes these two files and she holds them close to her chest and she says, heard, ma'am. So I just put this key in that door. Malizia nods and Mavis says, okay. And all we can see is Alicia watching with trepidation in her eyes, the bloomed chandelier behind her, as we hear the sound of a door opening and closing. And now we have the question, where in the world is Mavis Maymont?
Hell.
No one can ever say goodbye to me, you know?
All right. Oh my God. So,
fuck. Oh
no. We are in. It's too hard. That's so fucking sad. Wait. Oh no. I didn't even realize I did that. I'm sorry.
No, Olivia didn't say bye. Mavis didn't say bye.
Mavis couldn't say bye. It's not her fault. Anyways, here we go. I absolutely was Olivia's fault. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. The four, the eight. The eight of you are in Milos Zalamir's office, the council member and the military head. It is a nice office. There are trophy busts lining the wall. You see a white dragon head. You see the three heads of a chimera. You see several beasts, and Milos is proudly sitting at his desk, his beautiful mahogany desk in front of him. And he gestures for the four of you to sit down in the available chairs. Are the four of you sitting? Are you leaving any room for Septus to take a seat as well?
Please,
or
have a seat.
Who do you say that to?
Any one of the Septus ones. Margiani is closest to me. I'm making that decision. Yeah, please have a seat if you would like.
All right.
I sit next to Margiani.
All right, so Kai and Margiani sit next to each other.
I put my hand on her thigh. She well, puts actually, hers on mine.
And I backslap Zill.
Oh, no. Actually, Margiani does do quite a power move where she rests her hand not on your back, but on the back of your chair.
Ooh, I,
oh my god!
I like don't like that. I don't like that.
Why not?
Because I know what she's doing.
What is she doing?
Because she's asserting her dominance and she doesn't have.
Kai's like, I'm the top.
That's what I just said.
All right, you can, dude, honey, you can keep trying to prove that you're the top, and we'll let that unfold as it goes on.
I am the top. Listen to this. That's why
Dylan and Kai can't work out.
Top. However,
that's what a bottom would say. That's what a power bottom would say, girl.
I'm a top.
No, I'm a top.
That's a power bottom, baby.
But I like the bottom. Stop.
Lord. Wow, so the podcast's over. Okay. All right. You know what? That's one of those things that we can just leave up to audience interpretation.
Yeah, let's just do a poll on Twitter.
Okay? Yeah, I'll just get that started. Is Kai a top or a bottom? It'll be perfect.
If you love me, you'll vote top.
But if you want the truth, you'll vote with your heart.
Listen, the world couldn't exist without
So Margiani does that. Kai doesn't like it.
What happens next? Thank you, Mackenzie, for helping me get back on track.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Take a point of inspiration.
Thank you.
So you all are standing there. Miller says, I don't remember Miller's voice, so I'm going to pick one and we're going to go with it.
Country.
All right. So basically, here's what's up.
Are you my dad?
You're right.
Country.
All right. So basically, here's what's up. You have.
I am Nicholas Cage.
A half a day's journey into the verdant peaks ahead of you. You will be taking a boat up to the closest entry point. We think we have located the hag who has the phylactery of the royal family.
A hag. Oh, yeah, it is a hag.
Which the royal curse is contingent upon. Our hope is that if we get this phylactery back in the hands of our magisters, that we may then discover the cure to the curse that has been held over our royal family for the last eon. Yes. Raised hand. Kai.
What's the thing called that the hag has?
It's called a phylactery.
A phylactery.
Yes. For some people at the table who would feel more comfortable, vial of blood also works.
Have you not seen 13th annual Burnfort County Spelling Bee? That's a word in that show.
Yeah. All right. Yes. Dylan Rose.
Why you just now have you found it? What took you so long if this is such a big deal?
We've had several scouts die in the process. The hags ones, usually when we get word of them, they disappear. And then it takes us another 10 years to find them again.
So there's multiple.
I raise my hand.
They usually
I'm fielding one question at a time.
Well, hags usually belong to covens, right?
Yes. Yeah. Rumored, we actually don't. No, we're assuming multiple until only one is proven at this point. I brought in an expert in the folklore of hags, and they say that they do usually travel in covens, mm-hmm. but one in our area has actually never been experienced beyond the sort of mythic one that gave the curse to our royal family, so we unfortunately do not know what we will actually be working with. I saw so many hands raised, and then I answered. Yes, there we go.
I had my hand up.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Milos.
That's me.
Yes, Griana.
We've met.
This. Yes, we know this. You're telling us that this has been going on in the royal family throughout their whole history?
Yeah. Well, the Zolari family used to be a family of... We used to be a nomadic people who often traveled, and we were known for sort of our uncouth deeds, raiding and pillaging. And eventually this angered this hag, and at the same time that several counties, countries around us rebelled and burnt Burnfort, this was the same time that the curse was placed. It almost decimated our people as a whole.
But through sheer perseverance, we the people of Burnfort rebuilt our royal line and our home. This is an act of patriotism you're undergoing.
We can do it.
Yes.
We can do it.
Yeah, we're
Jamari
do
joins
it.
In chanting
oh,
with you.
Okay,
we can do it.
Yeah.
Sorry, was it too much? My bad.
No, I'm just saying we're over. We can do it.
We can do it.
We can.
Jamari nudges Gina and just asks, like,
we
shrugs, can like, what?
Do it. It's okay.
Are we doing a song?
No, I just was.
So we're gonna do it. Thank you so much for the info. Is there anything else you think we should know, Milosh?
You will be sent to the small town of Cantral. This is the closest town point that we have before you will begin your excursion into the forest. Basically, half-day boat trip, Cantral, into the forest to locate the hag. You will meet one of our scouts there, and they will take you as far as they can.
Okay.
However, we are expecting great dangers. Usually, when we find any record of the hags, they disappear for 10 years. They have not left. This is concerning to us for a multitude of reasons. For if we have found them, then surely they are planning to be found, which is why we can only entrust our intrepid teams of heroes.
Us?
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. I think you'll find that this promise in safe hands.
I can only hope.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Milosh.
Any more questions? Septus, any more questions? And at this point, Margina says, yes, I do. Did any of your scouts die finding this hag? And Milos looks uncomfortable. He says, yes, several. And Margina goes, causes of death? And Milos says, a multitude. We're awaiting their bodies to return to complete a full investigation.
Where are their bodies?
Yeah, where were their, well, also, where were they found?
Some of them were found, some of them were not. They are on transport back by boat to be investigated by the royal coroner.
So they were there recently?
Quite.
All right, well, gang, I guess we know that they're in full force out there.
Yeah.
This is a real threat. What, do you know how armed they were when they went out?
Quite well. Rose, you'd be familiar with the kind of team that was sent out. I mean, how well was your team armed? To the teeth, right?
Dylan just sort of looks at the ground awkwardly and sort of nods.
Woof. All right, yeah. We don't take chances when it comes to equipping our men and women. That's a reductive phrase of me. I'm looking to be more of our friends. That also doesn't feel of our people. I'm going to stick with that.
You're doing great.
Maybe
thank you. I'm trying my best to be an ally.
Between my squad and this, maybe we need to look into arming a little better, sir.
If there's a particular thing you think you need before heading out, I encourage you to take it up with the barracks. You should have clearance to get whatever you need.
Just in general, sir, I figured you would have known, Ted. Just a suggestion, sir.
All right, well,
thank
let's
you,
get
Milosh.
To it. Yeah. Thanks,
alrighty.
As always, Milosh.
Your boat's heading out in 4 hours. Any team that wishes to try and participate on this quest will be aboard that boat. In any other circumstance, we will not have any way to get you there.
I have one more question.
Yes.
What happens if two teams end up completing?
If two teams end up completing it, I will award the appropriate points to both teams, thank depending you. On how much participation was ooh. Involved.
Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Are you guys planning on winning this?
Oh,
what? I'm sorry. Who's
were
that?
You?
That's Margie. I mean, for sure.
I can smell her.
No, we were just planning on completing it.
All right.
If that's a different word.
All right. Get weird somewhere else. All right.
Okay.
I got like
right.
three more teams to
thank
tell.
You.
All right.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you.
4 hours at the docks.
Got it. Yes, sir.
All right. Get fuck out of my face. Go.
Okay. Oh, great. Okay. Geez. Good. Thank you.
All right, so he kicks you all out. And so the two teams are standing there, which means that finally Regelliville and Atville are allowed into to the debriefing after you guys. but you have a jump. You have more time to prepare. So you have 4 hours to prepare before you must get on the boat to head to Cantrall.
Oh, yeah, Cantrall.
Is it getting cold out,
Kim? It is starting to.
Ooh, let's go to Excellences.
But today, unusually sunny, unusually warm. This feels like the last warm, summery day before fall just never so shows the sun again.
Okay.
I would say 78.
Ooh.
Shit.
Guys, a little breezy.
Yeah. Should we take a good old stop at Excellences?
I feel like we definitely need to pick up some things in order to be prepared.
Yeah, I think it's a protective salve.
When if Septus walks away a little bit, I hope they're not hanging out around.
What are their parting words?
I just need to speak to they'll tell them something by themselves.
Roshan goes, "Hey, well met, best team," and he goes to shake your hand, Dylan.
That's it.
No,
they earned a mutual respect out on the field last time they were out.
So did, I mean, I was out there too.
That's true, but that's my notes are my notes.
Sure, I'll shake his hand.
Well, you guys had like a whole face off, if you remember this correctly.
No, I had a face off with both the boys.
Yeah.
We both.
He goes to shake everybody else's hand. It's just Dylan first.
Appreciate it.
I go to Margiani and
the backpack?
Say,
"That was me too."
Oh, you were the backpack.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was a brilliant move. The last time I saw that move was actually it was 64,
You know, you should tell us the story on the boat.
All right, we'll do.
I go to Margiani and say, "Well, it's going to be a long boat ride. Do you need anything? I'm going to pick you up something, some ginger ale."
What the fuck? Some ginger. Some sexy ginger ale.
Some mints, a lotion, a magazine.
Oh my God. I just described a 12-year-old boy's bedroom.
I'm that picture of Lisa Simpson with her mouth agape, just like,
do you need anything?
Do you want me to rub some sun tanning lotion on you? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, Kai Abadite doesn't burn.
What?
You say yes in that situation.
Oh, gosh.
Suntan lotion.
But I do have ashy elbows. I'll take some moisturizer.
That was the worst
thing.
You're made of rocks, of course. You are ash.
Kai's like, saying to herself in her head, "Stand strong, hold your head up high. Stand strong, hold your head up high." And I just like wink and I go, and I just look like walk away.
Walk away when you do it good.
I just sort of look at Griana like, what the fuck?
I covered Iga's eyes.
I'm laughing.
Zilla's just laughing.
I'm just making awkward eye contact with Griana like, what?
I go, "I'll be right back." And I go up to Jamari and I shake his hand.
All right, hey.
And I say, "How are you feeling?"
I mean, as ready as I can be, you know?
Bro.
We're heading pretty close to home, so it'll be nice to be back up in the mountains.
Oh, the mountains.
Yep.
Nice.
Yes.
And this feels like home.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Your parents have actually been up there.
What? Hey. What? Sorry, what?
Yeah.
When?
They lived there for a long time.
Well, yeah, I mean, but have you seen them?
Wait,
what?
Out of character, what? He doesn't remember her name, but he knows her parents?
Yeah, that's in canon.
Yeah.
He went, "You're an Aronde?"
Yeah.
Holy shit.
But he doesn't remember her name.
Absolutely not.
Hey.
He's such a Troy Bolton, it's insane.
Do you dare me to tell Jamari about Kriana's crush?
What? No. No,
about
no,
no.
What?
No, it's just a joke.
Did you say that? Did you say that to Dylan? Hold on. Pause. Pause into this scene.
No.
Oh, okay. That was a joke. Like, I wouldn't actually do that. That's
if you did, it'd be savage.
But she has a crush on Jamari.
Yeah, she talks about him all the time.
He's like a piece of wood.
Dylan, I want you to look in my eyes. I fucking know, okay?
He's like so boring, dude.
I know.
She's so wonderful. She can do so much better than
I know.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Sorry, I'm sorry I said
no,
that.
No, I think...
Yeah.
And then you two
and then we make out.
No, I just didn't know, but I wouldn't have thought that.
Oh,
I guess. But
maybe she might not. No, she does. She's talked about it a lot. I'm sorry, I'm just going through my own thoughts right now.
I never heard it.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay. I mean, why are you apologizing?
So, your favorite, what?
Yeah, and that's why I prefer basketball.
What? Oh, shit. You dunk on him, Jamari?
Yeah, basketball. Basketball is actually, yeah.
Yeah, so if you actually alternate training days with legs on one day and then arms on the other, it's actually a more wholesome experience.
You think so? Oh, hey, Griana. I agree, because Griana. Because that makes, what's your favorite type of meat?
I do a thing where I eat for 3 days and then I don't eat for 5 days. And so, but mostly when I do eat, it's mostly plant-based foods.
Are you Milos again?
Whoopsies. But that's
like my dad and Milos.
Mostly when I do eat, it's plant-based foods. So, yeah.
Oh,
body's a temple.
Great. How close are you with your cousin?
Pretty close, yeah.
Great. Okay, all right.
All my families are pretty close,
yeah. Oh, amazing. Anyways, I just thought I'd come over, see how you're doing, and I'll see you out there.
Yeah, we're going to be on a boat for like half a day. Sounds awesome.
Oh, my God, yeah. It's weird. We actually haven't ever talked, so this is an interesting...
Like a full conversation. Yeah. I know. It's pretty cool.
This is an interesting interaction.
I think so, too.
He's in love with you.
Great.
Hey, do you want to get married?
Oh, my God. What?
Whoa.
I said, hey, do you want to get a drink while we're out on the boat?
The boat has a bar?
All boats have a bar.
Any good boat has a bar. I mean, we'll see. We'll find out.
Maybe.
I'm gonna actually hit Zoe. Like Carly just
I came
Liz.
Over.
Dylan's just like introspective in the car.
Zill, I gotta tell you, I love the backpack move.
Thank you.
Brilliant
Thank
combat.
You.
Wait, hold on, wait a minute. Thank Are you, you asking me out?
I'm gonna go back by Dylan. Fuck.
Kai's just hanging out. She like walked
Dylan's
away.
Dylan's just like listening to this and being really confused. But she's away a little bit.
No, like a get to know you kind of thing.
Oh, sure. Of course.
What was that noise?
All right, well, I'll see you out there. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right, see you later, champ. He says, see you later, champ, and he hits your shoulder and then walks away.
I'm confused.
Hey, you look like my cousin. You want to go out?
Oh, my God.
I like to fuck my cousin.
Jesus.
Oh, no. Is he from Kentucky?
Where is this man from?
Okay.
The mountains.
So, and then at that point, Septus walks away. You notice that Gina didn't really talk to any of you.
Hey, Gina. Bye, Gina.
Bye, Gina.
Respect. Wizard respect.
Hey, guys. Good God, I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm not... let's go.
I fucked up.
You did?
What happened?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I was not, I don't know, guys. It's like almost like I lost my groove in hell.
Well, I think you lost a couple things in hell.
Ooh, wow.
We're in the office of the army. So.
Let's go.
Anyways, let's go. Excellences.
Well, actually, I wanted to tell you all, can we go outside?
Yeah, let's go outside.
So we go outside and, And I promise I'm not lying this time. I do need to go see my dads to let them know I'm alive. But also, I think they might need to move because all the places we've been are compromised. My house, my dad's house. You all went to see your friend, right? Like, I feel like Jack and Jill's was compromised. The place that Mavis and I met was compromised. I just feel like we maybe need to cover those bases before we leave the city. I want to get my cat and make sure... My dad's have her and can get somewhere safe so that while I'm gone, they're protected. I just need to do that before I leave.
I trust that.
I feel like maybe your friend, right? You have that kid.
Yeah.
What if they find him? I don't know. Do you have anyone else in the city we need to be aware of?
Arthur's supposed to be protected up there.
I hope so.
But I think that it's definitely worthwhile to remind Alicia.
I just feel like I thought the ruins were safe and private and they found us almost immediately. I just don't know where their eyes might be in the city.
I mean, knowing how demented really they are, I think they definitely know where Arthur is. But how much more protected can we make him?
I don't know. I just know that I gotta go tell my dads to get to the fort, get somewhere else. And my cat. I don't want my cat to be alone. We haven't been to my place in a while. It might have been sacked while we were gone.
Right. Well, let's get to your place. Do you think there's any way we can get Arthur out of that school and with the dads?
It's not gonna look good.
Yeah.
It's not gonna look good.
Zill, do you remember any of the types of protection that they talked about when we were up there with Arthur?
It's a military school. Yeah, they are training them to be soldiers. Yeah. I would really like getting him out.
You would know a lot about this school because all of your friends at grade in high school went there.
I thought Dylan also went there. I was just listening to
when I was his age. How old is he? Right, he's like
he's seven.
Yeah, when I was his age, I was in Langdale. So I was going to like a similar school, but I didn't go to this one until I was 14.
Okay.
So I was there in high school.
Listen, I would love to get him out, move him in somewhere else.
I mean, he could be safe there. Would I know if it's like a pretty safe place? I mean, if I want my dad's to go to a fort or something.
Yes. Yeah. No, where? Sorry. Are you asking about Pleasant Cliff or are you asking about the military barracks?
The place where Arthur is.
Pleasant Cliff.
Very safe.
Yeah, okay. I feel like he's the safest.
There's six sub-levels. Of safety.
Yeah. I think we'll be okay. We just need to be aware of other places we've been if you feel like you need to warn people. And I know you all have to do your shopping. I gotta go get some stuff from my house. Like, we don't have to.
Right.
Yeah. But just be aware. I don't know if you think of somebody you need to get.
And Jack and Jill, you think they're okay? Other than their inn being burned down?
I hope.
Should we check in with them?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go shopping. Let's check in with Jack and Jill. And Dylan, you're going
to
go.
I'm going to go get my cat, go to my dogs, and I'll meet you at the
You sure
the
you want to go alone?
Yeah, are you okay to go alone? You need a partner?
I'm okay.
I don't know.
I got some special I want to do, too.
Dylan, so I could go with you.
I got to do something special, though.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah, I think Dylan needs his time with her dad.
And I promise him. I'm going this time.
I believe you. I believe you. Yeah. Hey, Dylan, by the way, you need your shield back.
It's okay.
No?
If you need it.
I don't need it anymore. I have my badge.
Okay.
Okay, I'm giving you your shield back.
If you need it, though, you just ask.
No. I will. Sure. But if you need the badge,
I'll ask.
Let me know.
Okay. We'll trade.
Okay.
It's like we share stuff.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What? Okay. Sounds good.
Do you need us to pick you up anything? Like, do you need anything for the road? Snacks, potions, salves,
suntan lotion,
magazines. I say that.
You want tissue, some lotion.
You want tissue, some lotion.
We all start mocking Kai. Hey, Dylan, you want some tissues, some lotion, okay.
I'm gonna pick up some special things. I'll get some potions. Well,
okay.
All right.
Okay, shopping.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna go to my house. Get my cat, take it to my dad's.
All right.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Cool. So you go and you get copper.
Is my house ransacked?
Your house is as pretty as you left it.
So barren.
Barren. A tiny, tiny bathroom is from what I can recall the details that we shared.
Yes, and there's the beds unmade from, and the.
Yeah. Roll perception check?
Oh, fuck, what? No. Zero.
All right. You find a candy bar underneath your couch. And you're like, wow, perfect condition, this candy bar. You're like, must have fallen underneath there when I had my movie light
well,
night
no,
2 months ago.
Well, slept there.
Oh, well. What a candy bar from Griana. Oh. Delicious.
Maybe she dropped her candy bar.
Yeah. Maybe she dropped her candy bar.
What and brand is it?
Schmershies.
Schmershies?
Yeah. Schmersh.
Wow.
Smirsch for most people.
William Wonker.
Yeah, I'll put it in my pocket because I assume that maybe Griana left it when she slept there.
Cool. You can put one incredibly stale candy bar.
I thought this was a scary thing.
No, you rolled a one. You rolled a zero. So yeah, one very stale candy bar in your inventory, please.
All right.
But you pick up Copper. Copper's very happy to see you.
Oh, my little baby.
He like almost like hugs you, but then like his paws latch on to your back in the hug position so that you can't be separated anymore.
All right.
Seems like Copper is very over it.
I'll carry him on my chest to take him to my desk.
Okay, so you're just walking.
I'll get his favorite toy.
Okay.
Which is just like a little plush flail. Like a teeny tiny, cute. Like, so it looks like mommy and cat matching.
Beautiful.
Things. It's like a little plushy thing. And I'll get his blankets and his
perfect.
Food. I'll take everything over to my dad's.
Beautiful. So you start heading over to your dad's place. Mm-hmm. Grianna, what are you up to?
I think we should go to Jack and Jill's first. So I'm kind of going to check in with everybody.
Okay, so the three of you head over to Jack and Jill's.
Yeah, just to check in real quick.
It's unfortunately still closed.
Okay, Jack and Jill are nowhere in sight.
Beautiful. Nope.
So where does everybody need to go?
I would like to go maybe
Excellence's for
sounds
sure.
Pretty good.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that's really the only shop we've been to where we've on like a shopping spree, real like that
I think,
we know of.
I mean, it's gonna start getting cold. I'm wearing a tank top and shorts. I just need to get a couple new sets of it.
Yeah. I'll go. I could go use a jacket.
Yeah, me too. Let's go to Excellence's.
Okay, so you guys gonna go clothing shopping first or Excellence shopping first?
Excellence.
You guys can go to Excellence if you want.
I'll go clothing.
Okay. Will you guys pick me up a jacket?
Yeah, of course.
Sure.
I'm a size
Your child's 18. Medium?
No. That would be a size 12.
I don't
In child size, it's 12, but in adult size, it's 18.
Okay.
You do the math.
Okay. I'm just going to pick up a size that I think will fit.
If it looks like it'll fit, it'll fit.
Well, I don't understand number sizes.
Also, you know my style.
Yeah, we do.
Shop
incriminating.
Look, are we getting a joke jacket?
A what?
Are we getting a joke jacket?
Huh?
No, we're walking. We walked away. Okay. are we getting a joke jacket?
I think so.
It'd be funny.
It's fine. She deserves it. She's the glaive.
Jesus. All right. So let's do Excellence's Alchemy Shop first.
Yay.
Cool. So again, it says Excellences on it. The posters in the windows are looking different this time. This time it says, predict a winner correctly. Have riches for a lifetime with this prediction potion. And that's one of the windows. And then it says, get him to love you back. And then it advertises the love potion. But it's the love again potion. It's for people whose love potions have worn off. Okay. So those are the two posters in the window of Excellences. This giant purple roof against this black walled building. And you head on in. So there's someone standing at the door. They say, welcome to Excellences. And they hand you a shopping bag.
Okay, off I go.
And off you go. Tell me, what are you specifically perusing?
I actually want to find like a pinctures. Like kind of not quite a spell book, but I want to on this boat right there be useful and maybe make some protective salves, some healing salves. I am looking for a spell book. I'm straight up looking for a spell book.
Okay.
Just with like I want something not like a little more than just your basic spells. Like I want something like that will enhance tracking, that will kind of help me see beyond my limits, maybe protection spells.
So, yeah, so you start looking towards where this would come up, and someone walks up to you and says, hi, are you looking for anything particular at Excellence today?
Yes, I am. I'm looking at, can you show me your spell books?
Spell books. We have more spell scrolls for particular spells. Is that what you're looking for?
Sure.
We also have generica for, say, the student in each one of us.
Take the scrolls, please.
All right. Well, we have several spell scrolls. What sort of... We also have particular wands if you're looking to cast certain spells. Is that also in interest to you, madam?
Yes, it is.
All righty. These are nice wands.
Uh-huh.
So, I can lead you over to the wands or the spell books. What would you like to be taken to first?
The wands.
All righty, then we will head on over.
Okay.
So you head over, and I'm checking the prices of these. Okay. We have several wands here. We've got, this is our tentacle wand. You can cast the spell while holding this rod, and several creature-esque tentacles can emerge from the ground and batter your foes.
That's a fun one. I like that one. I did it at an employee party once. No one saw it coming. Let's see. I've got the Wand of Binding, which will help you get a second chance of life, perhaps. If you're clinging to a rock and you're about to fall and your hand slips, this wand would help you try again to regain grasp of this wall. I have a wand of enemy detection, a wand of fear, a wand of fireballs, some magic missile wands, a wand of polymorph.
You said if you'd like to... a wand of enemy detection.
Yes. So if you wave your wand, you speak the word. For the next minute, you'd know the direction of the nearest creature hostile to you.
I will take one of those, please.
Yes. So the wand of enemy detection is 5,000 gold pieces.
5,000, you say?
Yes.
Wow, do you have a layaway program?
Absolutely not. Excellence is a cash up front association.
Well, may I speak to Excellence herself?
Yes, you're more than free to. She's over there.
Okay. I walk on over to Miss Excellence.
How are you, darling?
Oh, very fine. How are you?
I'm good. I forgot to listen to this character voice before the thing started, and I'm going to assume it's this.
Well, you sound like you just woke up from bed, but that's okay.
Yes, I have a slight cough, and so if my voice is different, that's why. What can I do for you, darling?
As you know, I'm competing in the tournament, right? We've got this very important quest.
Yes, you've come pretty far. I find it insane.
Thank you. We are a secret weapon, have you? Listen, I'm looking at that enemy detection wand. Seems like it can be pretty useful for the quest that I'm about to go on and future endeavors. I do see that it is 5,000 gold.
Correct, my dear.
I was wondering if maybe we could work out a little something, something.
Ah, yes, if your something, something is you giving me 5,000 gold pieces, then yes, I'm sure we can arrange something.
Here's the thing. I don't quite have that much gold.
Ah, yes, a problem that's quite common in my shop.
But you know when I will have that much gold.
Yes.
After the tournament.
Honey, I know you're starting this. I tell you, I love one thing the most. That's a sure bet. That's money in my pocket.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I win the tournament.
Oh my God, honey. Do you think that it's every tournament that I have people coming into my shop promising me winning money?
Listen, Excellence, I don't doubt that people do that, as I am doing that right now. Correct. However, I am different than everyone else.
Roll a persuasion.
Damn it. That's an 8.
An 8?
Yeah.
All right. She goes, okay, honey, here. Well, let me think about what I can do. 5,100 gold pieces.
Okay, Excellence, you're funny. You are so funny.
What's that? I heard 5,200.
Okay, all right, listen, forget about the wand.
Okay, I've forgotten about it. It's over. It's a clean slate between you and I. But what can I sell you, my dear?
Well, what is your return policy, first of all?
I don't have one of those.
Okay, all right. So next, maybe you can help me then. Okay.
All right, I'm helping you, darling. I'm helping you.
I'm looking for a few things. One, those delicious healing potions you gave me last time.
Yes.
I would like 4 of those.
All right, I'll sell you 4 of them.
Okay, perfect.
For 100 gold, sounds about right.
Yep, done. I would also like I'm looking for maybe something a little cheaper than the wand that also helps with enemy detection. What do you have?
Well, the thing is, darling, is that the concept of enemy detection is quite difficult. It requires a very high level of enchantment because the concept of an enemy is so vague. It requires a true mage to understand how to enchant that spell. True mage being myself. So I don't have quite much anything in the way of that.
Do you have anything that would help with my stealth? Maybe like something for invisibility, something for...
I have something that might be fun for you.
Okay.
I have this pair of shoes I've been trying to get rid of. Let me look through my wares. Yes, I have some slippers that I think you might enjoy.
Slippers?
Yes. They're quite fashionable. It's just a phrase, my darling.
Oh.
These are my slippers of spider climbing.
Oh, jeez. Do tell.
Why did you roll your eyes at me just now?
I want those.
Oh, do tell, excellence.
Yes. So, will you wear these? You can move up, down, and across vertical surfaces and upside down along ceilings while leaving your hands free.
What? Amazing. I will take a pair.
Oh, we've got to talk about the price, my dear.
What? There was just going to be potions at Excellence.
Excellence's.
I forgot.
A
it's
wonderful
not my fault.
Woman.
Now I'm
she hears Zill's
regret.
Voice ringing through the streets.
Oh, no. These will run you a healthy 2 grand.
How much do you have?
Like 2,000 silver, are we talking?
Oh, honey. You misjudge me.
I'll do it. Tell me about them and I'll buy them.
How much money do you have?
You could throw money out of a freaking car. 3,200.
You did.
I'll do it again.
I have some sending stones that can send messages across space as long as the other person is holding the stone of the message you're intending to send. I have some robes. I have some rings.
What kind of rings?
I've got a ring of water walking. I've got a ring of warmth.
Oh, how much is the ring of warmth?
The ring of warmth. Well, wearing this ring, cold would be nearly... You would find yourself nearly invulnerable to it. Some may say resistant. You would just simply never feel cold again, and this would run you around this would run you 400 gold pieces.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do, Excellence.
All right, you tell me.
I
you tell me what you're going to do.
I already spent the 100 on the 4 healing salves. That's a given.
Right.
Top shelf healing salves, may I add.
Yes.
I want the slippers.
All right.
Here's what, and I'm also going to buy that ring for 100 gold.
Honey.
You just said 100 gold.
I said 400.
Okay, 400 gold. Fine. I will take that.
So it brings us up to 2,500 in total. 2,000 for the slippers, 400 for the ring, and then 100 for the potions. I know numbers.
Oh, yes, excellence. Now, let's see if we can just cut a deal.
I have a math degree.
Would you?
I've got a degree in economics. What deal would you like to make?
If you give me all of this for a solid price of $2,000.
Okay, honey.
No, listen.
All right,
listen.
I'm listening. You rolled an 8 earlier, but my ears are wide open.
Okay, honey.
If I win the tournament, I will give you 10% of my winnings.
Here's what we'll do, honey. You take this all now. You pay $2,500. If you win, you can come back to my store. You can pick any one thing.
Anything?
Whoa. Any one thing.
Anything.
Any
I win.
Singular thing, honey. Yes.
Anything goes.
Yes, you can pick my son. He's looking for a wife.
Okay. That's legal.
You know what? As long as I don't have to pay taxes on these, we have a deal.
All right. That sounds fine, honey. Taxes are built into the price. I don't know what you're talking about.
Excellent.
That'll be 2,500 gold, 58 silver, 5 copper. That's the top.
All right. So you subtract 2,500 gold.
God, that hurts.
You get 4 health potions. Yes, top shelf. We definitely specified top shelf.
Because those are the best. They return you to full health. Okay.
They fucking don't do that.
They do.
They don't.
That's what the last ones did.
Nope.
What did the last ones do?
They do a lot of healing, but they don't do full health.
They don't do full health. Jesus Christ, I'd never give that to you.
For 100 each? Fuck no.
For 100. They were 25 gold piece health potions. I'll let you know the value of that when you get there.
Okay, fine. All right. Top shelf, 4 top shelf healing salves.
Yeah,
I got those cool spider slippers.
Yes, the slippers of spider climbing. You can look them up on the internet.
Okay.
And then the ring of warmth.
Just because it looks really cool.
You can now, you can tell me what it looks like, but you may now withstand temperatures as low as -50 degrees Fahrenheit.
Sick.
You just don't feel cold anymore. So never mind on that coat purchase.
We don't know, so.
Yep.
Well, it's in case I don't like the coat.
Yes. So, Dylan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, hold
you,
on.
Okay. Are you good? Are you doing math?
Do you want to know how much gold I have left?
Sure.
737 gold.
That's still a lot.
Yeah,
that's
more than I have.
All right. So, you are heading, approaching your parents' house. You've done the key code to the gate.
I'm holding my cat in my chest.
Your cat does not like going outside. You probably have a few claw marks in your back.
That's okay.
That's all right.
I was going to make a sexy joke, but I won't.
Thank you. It's your cat.
You're welcome.
All right. And you head on inside.
So, yeah, I want to let them know I'm alive.
Yes.
And hug them a lot.
Yes.
And I basically want to, what would I be able to say? At what point would I get stopped if I start to be like, this is kind of what happened to me?
Yeah. So never, because you're military and they didn't make you sign a gag order.
But the Shroud Assembly didn't, fuck up my throat at all?
Nope.
Okay. I don't tell the whole story, but I just sort of say, because I'm sure that Fernando knows a bit about the Dispara because he's high up.
Yeah, he knows a bit about the Dispara.
Yeah. So I'm sure it scares him, but I tell him that I was captured by them.
And he freaks out. Yeah. He tells you that you guys are going to go to Florgetida for, 5 months and wait for this all to blow over.
I told him if he wants to, but that...
No, you specifically are also going to go to Florgetida.
I've got some other things to do, Dad.
There's a theme park there. It's going to be great.
I tell him that I have to stick out this job and that it is my job and my duty, and he should understand that. And I basically tell him that I don't have confirmation, but I worry about the home being compromised, that I'd like him to take copper while I'm on this trip, and that I would like him to find a safer place to stay or reinforce this house in a better way. Because he needs to be aware that he might be a prime spot if they are trying to attack us specifically.
Fernando takes this information in stride. He says, he tells you that there was some security protocols that were on the house when you were small that he's let slide in his older age that he will reactivate now. And then he goes on a 15-minute tangent about the new security protocols. And it's wild. It's the longest speech you've ever heard. And right in the middle of it, Fernando sort of sidles up to you and then hands you basically the family credit card and pats you on the back and says, do some retail therapy, honey.
Fernando does that or Gaspard?
Gaspard is what I meant to say. Fuck. Gaspard does that. Sidles up next to you, hands you this is just do some retail therapy, honey.
Oh, I don't need to do that.
I'm so happy you are safe, little dill pickle.
Okay, thank you, Dad. Yeah, I'll just get some supplies for the journey.
And something fun.
Something fun.
Yeah. All right. And so that seems to be.
Do I trust that they're gonna be okay?
From the 15-minute speech you had to hear, your dad's got some ideas.
Okay, and after
he's got some plans.
Before I leave, I give a 15-minute speech on how to take care of copper.
All right, so it's twice a day on the food, but only once a day on the wet.
I give the care instructions, mostly to Gaspard.
Gaspard takes incredible notes.
Does copper get off of my chest?
Yes, copper will only visit with Gaspard.
Okay. Copper's an asshole cat, I love that.
Copper has standards. And so, yes, so you managed to do that. Brianna.
And then I'm going
to
go buy.
Oh, and then you go. Hanks. You actually head to Excellence's, but Kai's gone by then. So you're actually a rotating door at Excellence's shop because she's quite the lady. All right. You two. Clothing shop.
Hello.
Hi.
It is. Give me the first name of this clothing. First word of this clothing shop.
The first word of this clothing shop.
That you're at? Yes.
Is Amor.
Amor.
Beans.
Amor Beans. You head to the clothing shop. Amor Beans. And you head inside. Tell me on a scale of
sorry, I saw you guys giggling. We were talking about exposition.
Okay,
we named the shop we went into.
It's called Amor Beans.
That's Amor Beans.
Yes,
that's Amor Beans.
Love beans.
All right, so you are in. You are inside.
Amor Beans.
On a scale from hipster to posh,
this
where
is
we
a
land
thrift
in.
Store.
It's a thrift store. All right, it's a thrift store.
Forgot her wallet somewhere. She doesn't remember.
No, no,
did
no.
Did you?
I remember the ballpark of
okay.
my.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I got it.
What ballpark are you giving yourself?
2,400.
That's fair.
Shoot, 2,450.
All right, cool. So, yes. So you are inside the thrift store. Let's go.
Let's go.
All right. So can I tell you what I find?
Tell me what you find.
I'm really excited.
Roll a d20.
Oh, come on.
11. Can I add something?
No, it's just going to take you a bit longer to find your... Actually, yes. Add your perception.
Am I doing the same?
Yes.
Because sick as freaking heck, man. I got... 21.
Oh my god.
13.
All right. Well,
I just
Zill's
have an out of body experience. Yeah. I go to one rack and I'm like, oh, this is fucking perfect.
Yeah. Like, so Zill seems to be doing a lot of the fashion spearheading on this trip. I say for sure.
Wow.
Spearhead.
Oh yes. So Griana, we need fall looks. What kind of look are you going for? I see camo pants. I see camo.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my god, there's a kid. I asked somebody, is there a kids section?
Yeah, it's in that back corner.
Okay. Okay. Maybe we can find a little papoose. Yeah, papoose.
I have some pamplemousse drinks. Is that what you're looking
for? No.
Very
fine.
Close. Looking for a sling to hold a small animal or baby.
In case of emergency fighting.
Yeah, I have an emerging motherhood section. It's
okay,
over.
Okay, so that's where I should have asked for. Thank you so much.
Thank you, emerging mother section.
What kind of color do you want for it?
I'm gonna go with either like a nice green, or maybe a camo, or maybe like a.
Do you want it to match the pants? Brown? I'm thinking camo
okay,
pants.
Okay,
I'm
thinking
you.
We need to match the pants.
Okay, so camo. I can do that. I can make sure that happens. Even if we can't find one, I can magic it, you know? I can magic it.
Okay.
You want cargo pants?
Cargo, yes. I need a lot of pockets.
Cargo camo, yes.
Gay as hell.
What kind of shirt?
I'm thinking like...
A turtleneck.
Okay, but it's still...
You're like, impossible.
Come on. Okay, it's still a little warm out, yes. So we need to transition into fall, you know?
Yeah.
You look like those, like, turtlenecks with no sleeves.
I would... And a nice windbreaker, you know.
You could do like a sweatshirt.
Sure, my grandma.
I'm thinking, you know what I'm thinking? Okay, I'm thinking like a really nice, like a nice lightweight long sleeve.
Yeah.
And then a windbreaker. I could like I want it to be kind of like a sparkly green that matches the camo.
Well, you have your jacket. You do have your jacket.
So that would go. I don't need a new jacket, but do I ever need? Actually, I do. Never mind. I'm going to keep the jacket.
Okay.
Because it has a lot of sentiment. We need camo pants that go with
yes.
it. Yes. And then shirt-wise, I would say,
lavender.
Let's do... No, not with my skin tone.
It would really look good on you.
Lavender with my, green skin?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Griana,
I don't
look at Griana.
No.
You could pull it off. No, like you, not, like not. Griana, like you could.
Really?
Yeah.
Could it be like a little bit sequiny?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, it's a lavender sequiny, high, like it's like a, it has a high neck.
Okay.
And then it's sleeveless, so I can have my jacket
detachable
on.
Sleeves.
Okay. Detachable sleeves.
What the fuck?
I love my personal stylist. I didn't know this was possible at a thrift store.
Queer Eye.
Oh my god.
We want to make you feel what makes you feel good.
I'm feeling
now
amazing.
Now a French talk.
I'm feeling good amazing. Impression. Okay, so it's a lavender sparkly removable sleeve.
Jesus Christ.
Shirt. Okay, we got my OG jacket that was a gift. Now we're doing like a nice
cargo pants.
Nice cargo pants. I want them to be like slightly cropped.
It's fine.
Cargo camo. It's a cargo camo.
No, I was gonna do a cropped pants.
But my legs look good with crop flares. Okay. No. You know what?
You can do it.
No.
Yeah,
I
do
no,
it.
No.
Do
no,
it.
No. 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 I'm gonna go with
You do like a scrunched.
Can I please have a scrunch?
Yeah, a scrunched bottom on the pants.
I want a scrunched bottom
like
on the
jogger.
Pants.
Like a jogger. Like yes, cargo pant joggers.
But I refuse to have sweatpants on. I need to look formal.
Yes.
I need to be in a ball gown in the forest.
If I'm gonna have a sequiny top, I don't want sweat.
How do you feel about skorts? Skorts. No.
I'm not a skort. Honestly, though, a skort would look cool with a high kick.
Oh, so it's looking cute in a skort.
Amazing. Okay, amazing, Sid. I love that.
Okay.
Okay, so we know my look. I mean, I'm gonna still wear. Can I maybe.
You can get a different top.
No.
Oh.
I'm thinking shoes.
Shoes, yeah. You should wear them.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. You said, can I get a different top? And I almost said, Margiani said that. But I went away. They switched and Kai was like, I don't know what to do.
There's only two in the whole city.
Oh my God, you guys. You don't even know. You've never been in bed with me.
You mean your fucking Dungeons and Dragons character?
You've never slept with Kai.
My Dungeons and Dragons character is exactly what I was fucking talking about.
Anyways,
shoes.
I'm gonna stick with my black heels. Okay. My black boots that I have.
Your black boots that you have.
Are they black? Are they brown?
I thought that they might be a dark brown, very earthy for when you went into the woods.
Yeah, they're dark brown.
Okay, cool. So tell me what outfits the two of you end up with.
So we walk out looking fresh as fuck.
Yeah. 50 bags in each hand. 50 bags in each hand. Okay, cool. Tell me the final looks.
All right, so I walk out. I am in my cargo camo drawstring pants. I have, the sleeves are off of my top. You could have sleeves on or on. Right. But it's summer still, so they're off. But it's a high neck lavender sequin top. Over the top is my signature jacket. I have my brown boots, my hair's up, in my classic pony. I got my bone through it. And what's this? It's like one of those really like cool slings people have been wearing across their bodies. Like, but who's inside?
It's Iga.
Iga. Boom. Protected from, and because truthfully, Iga's been like hanging out behind my ponytail. Like, that's a risk. Like,
You're right. You're not wrong.
So like, that's how I look right now.
Okay, cool. All right.
And Zil, you're not even ready.
So I think what I'm doing is
number one dad hat.
I think I have that in my fanny pack. I did buy one.
Did you buy swimsuits for everyone?
Oh shit.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll get into that when we have to go swimming though.
Right.
So, and we did buy Kai a jacket, and she's like gonna throw it out, I guess.
What is this? I need to know what the jacket looks.
We'll know when they give it to you.
Truly, and it's a gift from friends, and you're just gonna throw it out.
We've not even gotten to that part yet. I need to know what Zill's wearing. I'll fucking die.
So, what I'm thinking, this is the first thing that came to my head.
Follow your heart.
Oh, cropped black pants that go like mid calf.
Okay.
With high socks.
Okay. What pattern are the high socks?
They got bananas on.
Bananas on the high socks.
They're blue, and they have bananas on them.
Yeah, you hate to see it.
You love to see it.
You love that.
And then I got a long... I mean, I'm still wearing my tank top at all times, but it's under my new shirt. It's a green long sleeve shirt. It's getting cold.
No, I was sorry. I was so ready for you to do like a Hawaiian shirt to me that like a long sleeve shirt punched me in the face. I'm here and I'm ready for it. I'm here and I'm ready for the long sleeve.
Oh, now I want to do a Hawaiian.
Oh, come on.
I thought that you were predictable, and then you told me, no, I'm not. Long sleeve shirt, baby.
Dang, Hawaiian would be good. Sleeveless Hawaiian. No.
On top of the long sleeve. Wait, a long sleeved Hawaiian t-shirt. It's the holy grail of shirts.
I can compromise and do a Hawaiian pattern on the long sleeve.
Yes.
Tell me which one you prefer, because the other one was going to be just a green shirt with a butterfly that's saying slurps up on it.
How about, why can't we have slurps up on a butterfly on a Hawaiian t-shirt?
That's true.
I don't understand.
There's a little block cut out, like, for a section with a little butterfly.
This is...
And it has a line coming through it, and it says slurps up. Yes. But yeah, so yeah, it's a Hawaiian long sleeve pattern.
Oh my God.
And it's a little bit big, but it's tucked into my cropped pants. Yes. And I got a belt on.
What kind of belt?
What kind of belt? It's one of those belts.
Well, it's a fanny pack, right? You've got your
fanny.
Well,
yeah, I have my fanny pack. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yes.
Beautiful.
Shoes, gotta stick with my little booties.
Okay, your little booties.
I can't part ways with that
little and booties. Headwear? Are you still the sweatbands?
My sweatbands have a lot of sentiment to me.
They do.
So I think, yes, still. Okay. But I do have a hat in my fanny pack.
Ready, waiting.
I did get a hat.
Okay, cool.
Does say number one dad.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
And I did write my name inside of it.
All right. So, Dylan, you go and you do your shopping.
Yeah.
You put it all on your papa's card.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes well. Roll just a generic persuasion check so I can tell how much money is being put on your parents' card.
And also, we got the things that we're going to reveal later. Can I have gotten, like, a plus one weapon?
Yes, you can. Yeah, you can. You can have bought that.
Just a regular persuasion. That's going to be a 10.
All right, a 10. So average price. Excellence doesn't, like, fuck with you or anything.
That's
like
cool.
It did with me.
Excellence didn't fuck with you. She charged you the right amount
of
money.
Excellence's a woman?
Yeah.
I think I assumed they were a man. I don't know why.
Excellence is excellence. I mean, I don't think they're going to say no to a particular gender. That's for fucking sure.
Let's get lit, Excellence.
So you all get together 3 hours later with an hour to spare before the boat trip. Where did you all decide to meet up?
For lunch?
Yeah. Froyo,
yeah,
lunch place.
Bubble tea.
we met, there's a small park near the docks, and we met at
underground
a
near the docks
bench.
Yeah.
And we all just got some, like, little different foods because we knew we probably wouldn't be able to settle on just
oh,
one.
Oh, so everyone was
so
in charge
like
of bringing something.
Yeah,
so who was
like
in charge of who was in charge of appetizers?
Me.
All right, what appetizer did you bring?
Bubble tea.
Well,
no, someone else was in charge of drinks. So I'll ask them. Okay, great. You were in charge of appetizers. What appetizer did you bring?
I brought deviled eggs.
Great. Main course.
Because
who's main course?
I'm throwing shade.
Oh, you're throwing shade with your fucking deviled eggs?
Deviled
slimings.
Eggs.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding. But they're delicious.
No, you're not. All right. So who's main course? Who's main course?
I'm drinks.
No,
I just said I was
drinks.
Oh, you did?
So
oh.
Who's main course between the two of you and who's dessert?
I want to be dessert.
All
okay,
right, then
I'll
your
main
course.
Main course. On my walk there, I'm like, oh, God, what do I bring? What do I bring? And I run into this goat farmer. And my precious goat, Sinny.
Sinny. The goat is named Sid.
Sinny. Is big. It was the strongest champion winning goat, and he had just died, and I don't know what to do with his body. And I was like, well, I do have a hungry team of champions. And he's like,
what?
And he walks away, and I take the goat.
And you cook the goat meat?
And I roast the goat. Mm. But I also knew Griana can't eat the goat, so I also stopped by the local soup barrel and bought about probably 3 gallons of hearty. This is I brought some prosciutto soup of hearty minestrone soup.
Thank you.
Desserts.
So as I was leaving Excellence with my bag of goodies, I was like, oh, I gotta get dessert. So I went back in and I bought a magic item that is a sundae bar.
Yeah.
And once per day,
yeah,
you can activate this little cube, mm-hmm, and it
and unfolds
out
into
sundae
bar.
Yep. Once per day.
It's called the Sundaily. Is
yes,
what you pick up.
I pick up the Sundaily, and that's my dessert, is I have this cube that will be a sundae bar.
Yep, please put the Sundaily in your inventory.
Until the end of time.
Perfect.
I've created this.
All right, so yes, you head back with the Sundaily. All of you unite at one of these.
I didn't get to say what
oh
I
my God, sorry.
Drinks.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. What drinks?
So I brought some ready-made gobbleritas. I'm bringing some just normal beer for Dylan. And then I'm just going to bring some water.
Smart. That's fucking smart. Okay. So the four of you convene on a dock.
And half a Powerade.
Hello, everyone.
So the four of you convene on a dock that's sort of not in use right now, and you guys kind of sort of sit on the edge of it. You can dip your toes in the waddies if you want.
Oh, yes, please.
I have my big bag, though.
And you, the three of you get there a little bit before Dylan, who's running a bit late. And then you see Dylan approaching with his giant bag over her shoulder.
Wow, hi, Dylan.
Hello.
What you got
Look
there?
At you.
All right. To honor that everyone's not dead.
Okay.
And that we're going on this adventure together. I got everybody presents.
What?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Is it yam?
Yeah, we're having yam.
What does that mean?
It's a holiday.
It's also a holiday.
I just celebrate holidays. Yeah.
Well, anyways.
I got presents for you all. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so touched.
I picked them out special.
Aww.
So I like reach into the bag. And I pull out a pair of sunglasses. And I
tell me what they look like.
They are like lime green, like the brightest sunglasses, and the lenses are like an electric blue, and they have little like lightning bolts going up the side.
I wonder who these are for.
They're for Kai, right?
And I hand you these sunglasses.
These prescription?
No.
Okay, good. All seeing eyeglasses. These eyeglasses can cast a minor version of the scrying spell. Thank fucking God. Instead of 10 minutes, it's 10 seconds of scrying. Other DC changes may apply.
It also, it's once a day.
Yes.
I just didn't write that down like a fool.
I thought they looked like so special and look like you. So
they are amazing. Thank you so much, Dylan.
Of course.
Dylan. Dylan.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I know you don't like sleeves that much, I assume, but since it is getting colder, we did get you a little sleeve number just for the warmth, okay. Just because yes. We don't know if it'll get cold. It is slightly cropped.
Okay.
So
nice.
Yes.
So here you are.
Here you are.
Da da da. Da,
da, da, da, da, da. What does it look like, Grana?
Well, I picked it out special myself while...
Well, we both picked it out.
Yes, oh my God, of course. So sorry.
This sounds like it's fake, and I'm so sorry, Dylan. It's
okay.
Real.
I like the tension.
So we got you a jacket because we know it's going to might get kind of cold out there. It's a little bit cropped, but it's a cropped bomber jacket, like yes. A windbreaker kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's like this, it's a beautiful burnt orange because we thought it would go really well with like your freckles.
Yeah. We saw it and instantly, both of us, we looked at each other and we went Dylan.
And you want to know why? One of the reasons we went Dylan?
Because that's my name.
Was because it's your name. And if you see right here on the right side, you know how like when you thrift sometimes like things like there's like people's names.
It says Billin, but I can use magic to change it to Dylan.
Oh wow. Okay.
And like it is like it's kinda like a tie-dye burnt orange.
Oh my God, please. This is enough on this bomber jacket.
And then we hand it over.
Here you go.
I put it on, it fits perfect.
Yes. So it fits perfect. Almost like it was crafted.
And watch this. I cast a spell. That it exists, and it says Dylan.
You look really amazing.
Incredible.
I love it. No, thank you.
Once per day, the spell will fade, and on your jacket itself, it shall fade.
Which is why I also got you this little stick. Just cast the spell.
Yeah,
you're a wand of Dylan.
You've been given one wand of Dylan. Alrighty.
All right, I still have more presents for you guys.
Okay.
I pull out this like really long purple feathery thing.
Grandma.
What?
That kind of coincides with our jacket.
It is a long feather boa.
Oh.
Kai nuts.
When you utter the word charmed, your feather boa will transform into a boa constrictor.
You're getting it.
Wait, so you get two pets?
I fucking told you. We were sitting at work, and I was like, you know, the second that Liz hears that Kai's getting a second animal.
I was like, yeah.
Hold on. Oh, my God. When you utter the command word, the snake returns to its scarfy form. KM has the snake's stats, but it'll generally follow your instruction. Oh, my God, Dylan.
Okay. It's the perfect burlesque prop.
I put it on, like, just, like, slowly, and I'm, like, feeling it in my cheeks, and I'm wrapping myself in it.
I asked Excellence what burlesque was, so that was a fun conversation. And then I said, what are you using? And this is what they gave me.
Dare I say Kai is a burlesque Voldemort right now?
Dare I say...
I mean, after we give her her jacket.
Her name's Nagini. It's the name of the...
Dare I say... Charmed.
All right, this scarf that you've wrapped around yourself, it starts at one tip and it works its way to the other.
It's purple, right?
As it turns into this charmed purple boa constrictor.
As if she needed another deadly ass weapon.
Well, I thought that she missed Cooper a bit.
Oh, you're right.
Dylan, I did miss Cooper so much.
Maybe they can be friends. I don't know.
Oh, they'll get along great.
They might be nature enemies.
Wow, Kai, ooh, you do look really cool.
Okay, is the snake, like, moving all around my body? Like, just...
I wish the audience could see Sid undulating in her chair right now.
Oh, my God. I feel powerful. Powerful. I go and I, like... Can I, like, turn my head to the boa's head?
Yes, your eyes meet. Its head raises.
Well, I give it a wink.
Its little tongue flicks out and touches your nose.
God, Dylan, this is the best. This is one of the greatest gifts I've ever gotten.
Thank you. I saw purple and it was feathery, and I know you like feathers, but I got the right color this time. So.
Dylan,
yeah,
thank you.
Of course, I'm glad you're alive, and I'm glad we're a team.
Yeah. Wow.
You'll eventually need to name the snake, but I want you to fucking sit on it. Don't jump to the first name you think of.
I know. Well, I won't even say the first
name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right.
We have a
There are two objects remaining in the bag.
Yes. It's a two-parter, and the first thing I pull out is the book.
Oh. Yes.
I pull out a book of, like, it's pretty thick, I would assume.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty thick book. It's 307 pages.
307 page book of it's all the sheet music from Monster the Musical.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Yes, but I got another thing.
Oh, okay. And well, I mean, this is amazing. You got me something else?
Yeah, well, it's just, it goes with it.
And okay.
I pull out this.
A lute.
Oh my God. An Anstruth. Anstruth lute. It's a once-a-day spell. It can a small lute painted a dark green color with gold leaves vining up the side.
The paint looks like it's just drying on it.
Oh my God, did you do that?
Oh no, I'm not that good. I actually ran into a vendor who was painting caricatures, and I asked him if he could make it a little special.
Oh, there's a cursive G at the top by the tuners.
I thought you could practice because, you know, you're going to be in it.
Oh, my God. And it's ultra rare.
Eat. Tell me what spells that can do once per day.
Fly, invisibility, levitate, control weather, cure wounds, and wall of thorns.
Damn.
I'm about to be like Lizzo. You know, she does, like, the flute?
Yeah, you have the loot.
And now I get the loot. Not the same, but...
Lizzo's wall of thorns that gets thrown up.
Yeah, classic Lizzo.
Oh my God. Oh, thank you so much. This is like my first official instrument.
Yeah, and you can practice all your music and stuff.
I am... can I give you a hug?
Anytime.
Here's a hug.
You two embrace.
Thank you seriously so much. I am keeping this safe. How big is the, like, in width and everything?
I'm thinking it'd be kind of ukulele-ish, right? Yes, like a ukulele-ish. Larger ukulele.
A larger ukulele, ukulele-ish.
Okay, does it have a little bit of a case?
Sure, yes, it came with a case. Okay. I mean, for how expensive it was, it definitely should have came with a case.
I put it in, like, my explorer's pack, I guess.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
Thank you.
I just wanted to show my appreciation for all of you.
Well, I hope you enjoy the jacket.
I love it so much already. It's silly, and it means so much because it came from you. Thank you. I'll never take it off.
I'm going to cherish this gift forever.
Yeah, forever. And I pet the snake.
I think she likes you.
Oh, she. Awesome. I like her. Mm.
I also got you guys gifts. It's something small. Something
you fucks. You keep retconning all these fucking gifts.
No, but I did. I bought everyone a healing salve.
Oh, yeah. That's true. You did. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's like, okay. So they're really not as cool as all your gifts, but... I got you all a top shelf healing salve.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. The brand is top shelf. I will clarify. It's not actually from a top shelf. The brand is top shelf healing potion.
But it's the one I got last time, right?
Yes. And you've never had a potion that heals you to full health.
I feel like I have.
No, you almost got sold a $400 healing potion and you went, that's too much. So, Kai, we got you a jacket also.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. So it's like a leather-y black coat with a longer trail in the back. And there is like a deep, like royal purple lining on like the cuffs and kind of like the that.
The collar.
Yeah.
And it has studded buttons, so if you'd like to button it up, you can. They're like, they're faux gemstones, but...
Oh my god, that's okay, guys. Oh my god.
That's all we could afford. I'm just kidding. No, who knows if they're faux? I mean, I'm just assuming. We hope you like it.
Yeah. I love it. Let me try it on.
And it fits perfectly.
It fits?
You look like Neo from The Matrix.
This, my boa, my new ring, my new slippers. I'm killing it right now.
You guys like our new outfits?
I actually did find something at the thrift store that can I give Kai. They're a pair of purple thin shades.
She looks like from like a vampire. From the 90s.
Hell yeah.
They're light. They're like
red.
They're like the transparent purple, but they're like thin shades. Sorry.
Beautiful.
One of the complete the look.
Griana. Yes.
I just thought it.
Oh my gosh. This is a flex.
You look incredible. Out of character. You look awesome.
Like, I'm wearing
in my mind's eye.
My cool spider slippers, my new warmth ring, my like dope leather jacket, I got my dope helmet that I just gifted a few sessions back. And I've got like the dope boa that turns into a snake.
It's all dope, I guess.
It's all dope.
Dope, 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 dope.
I'm going to start attuning myself to these sunglasses. You just give me a minute.
Yeah, absolutely.
We all kind of like glowed up a teensy weens.
Just a teensy.
I was like, weens. I want to get presents for everybody. And at work today, we were like building our items.
Yeah.
Can I? Please. You can totally cut this. Can I please say what you said when I mentioned a bidding a feather boa?
Yes.
Because originally these were all just going to be like normal items instead of fancy ones. And I was like, I don't know, what could Kai like a feather boa? And Katie made it a bit that ended with, that's a horny gift, Mackenzie.
And I was like,
getting someone a feather boa is a horny gift.
I love it.
I was like, Dylan knows. There's like three things about Kai. Like, she's purple. She does burlesque.
Wanted for murder.
She's wanted for murder. That's like the thing. I was like, burlesque? What is burlesque?
Oh, you know more about me.
I know you love Marjane.
So okay, so you're eating all these hors d'oeuvres, these snacks, these desserts, these drinks, and all you sudden you hear.
What's the salt before you get?
I've decided it's on 64+5.
Jesus Christ!
Thank you. That's an official ranking. And then you hear,
we gotta go.
Oh my God. The boat.
A boat sails into port. It is a river boat, like the ones that Griana, Kai, and Zil were on last time. The giant toads are on top of it.
Well, hello again.
The four giant toads. But when they dock, they all jump off and get in the water because they will be swimming to your destination, so they're not going to get to chill on the deck, unfortunately.
Wow.
So they are all the four toads are in the water, ready to pull this boat against the current towards the destination. And you see a few things. Everyone roll a perception check.
Roll dice? What?
I don't know what dice are.
Ooh, 23.
Fuck.
15.
17. 17?
7.
Okay. So, Zill, Dylan.
After that.
Zill, Dylan, Kai. You are sort of looking at where the boat just came in from. And you notice, like, at the very edge of the cave's opening, you actually see the last view of, you see one of the people on the team at Vel, the elves who were mean to you, for those of you who remember that way. You see one of them at the edge sort of like crick their neck back and forth and then flex their arms a little bit. And in this like surge of magic light, you see them transform into this giant bird. And you see the one next to them do the same. And then you see the two team members remaining actually board the back of the birds, the giant birds, and they fly off into the distance to try and gain some time.
Okay.
On the four of you. Wait. It's a major flex. It's a major fucking flex.
Holy shit. That was dope, though.
But then you see right where the boat's starting to dock, you can see Septus. You can see Rielton. You can see Rigeliville. Those are the four of you who are, we've got Langdale on the boat. We got Rigeliville on the boat. We got Septus on the boat. We got Rielton on the boat. We've got Atvel flying off to try and gain some time onto you. And Aristed, the boy band team, is nowhere to be seen.
Okay, we have to be really aware because there is a high percentage chance we're going to be on a boat with the Despair, right?
Yeah.
So we need to be, like, really aware of what's going on.
Okay. Everyone, keep your eyes peeled.
Got it.
Okay. And remember.
Sorry, just imagine Kai in a trench coat.
Kai just like, has so much stuff on, she can't put her arms out. She's just like, got it.
The image of that just killed me.
Oh, okay. My God. Sorry. And we all need to remember that we need that we need to win.
Yeah,
we're gonna win.
I forgot that part.
Well, we actually
we have no choice. I mean, if any of these teams get it, they could be
doing another one of our parties.
Yeah, they wouldn't try to do anything on the boat, do you?
I don't know, but I'd say keep your eyes peeled.